This is the Sakar Moli of 28th of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children. Most beloved Shiv Baba has come to make you children into the masters of the world. Therefore, follow his Srimat. Question. What two completely contradictory things in connection with the Supreme Father do people tell one another? Answer. On the one hand, they say that he is the eternal light, and on the other hand, they say that he is beyond name and form. These two aspects contradict each other. Because of not knowing him accurately, they continue to become impure. When the Father comes, he gives his true introduction. Song, to live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. When someone dies, he takes birth to a father. It is said that he took birth to his father. They don't mention the mother's name. Congratulations are given to the father. You children now understand that you are souls. That is an aspect of bodies. A soul sheds his body and goes to his next father. In 84 births, you have had 84 physical fathers. In fact, you are originally the children of the incorporeal father. You souls are the children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You are in fact residents of the place that is called the land of Nirvana and the land of peace. You are originally the residents of that place. The Father too resides there. You come here and become children of physical fathers, and so you forget that father. In the golden age where you are happy, you forget that Parlokik father. None of them remembers that father when they are happy. They remember him when they are unhappy, and it is souls who remember him. When a physical father is remembered, the intellect goes to the body. When this Baba, Brahma Baba, remembers that Baba, he says, O Baba, both are Babas. The right word is Baba. That one is the father, and this one is also a father. When a soul remembers that spiritual father, his intellect goes there. The father sits here and explains to you children. You now understand that Baba has come and made you belong to him. The father says, when I first sent you to heaven, you were very wealthy, whereas now, having taken 84 births, according to the Dharma plan, you are unhappy. Now, according to the Dharma, the old world has to finish. You souls and your bodily costumes were Satupadan. Then you souls went from the golden age to the silver age, and your bodies thereby also became silver aged. Then you went into the copper age. You souls have now become completely impure, and so your bodies too are impure. Just as no one likes 14 karat gold because it becomes tarnished, so you too have now become tarnished and iron aged. Now, how can souls and bodies that have become so ugly become pure again? When souls become pure, they receive pure bodies. How will you become like that? Is it by bathing in the Ganges? No. You call out, O purifier. It is souls who say this. The intellect goes to the Parlokik Father. O Baba, Look how sweet the word Baba is. It is only in Bharat that you say, Baba, Baba. You now belong to Baba and are becoming soul conscious. The Father says, I sent you to heaven. You adopted new bodies. What have you now become? You should always keep these things within you. Only remember the Father. You remember him. O Baba, we souls have become impure. Now come and purify us. This part is fixed in the drama, and this is why they call out. According to the drama plan, he will only come here when the old world has to become new again. Therefore, he definitely has to come at the confluence age. You children have the faith that Baba is the most beloved. It is said, sweet, sweeter, and sweetest. Now, who is sweet? In worldly relations, first it is the Father who gives you birth. Then there is the teacher. He is good. You study with him and claim a status. It is said knowledge is the source of income. Gyan is this knowledge, and yoga is remembrance. So you forgot the unlimited Father who made you into the masters of heaven. No one knows how Shiv Baba comes. It is clearly shown in the pictures that Shiv Baba carries out establishment through Brahma. How could Krishna teach Raja Yoga? Raja Yoga is taught for the Golden Age. Therefore, the Father would surely teach it at the Confluence Age. It is Baba who establishes the Golden Age. Shiv Baba carries it out through this one. He is Karan Karavanhar, the one who acts and also acts through others. Those people speak of Trimurti Brahma. Shiva is the highest on high. This one is corporeal, whereas that one is incorporeal. The world exists here. The cycle of this world continues to turn. It continues to repeat. There is no mention of a cycle of the world in the subtle region. It is the world history and geography of human beings that repeat. There is no cycle in the subtle region. They speak about repetition of world history and geography that refers to this time. There is the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Copper Age, and Iron Age. The Confluence Age is definitely required in between. Otherwise, who would make the Iron Age into the Golden Age? The Father comes at the Confluence Age to change residents of hell into residents of heaven. This is the highest authority, the Godfatherly government, and Dharamraj is also with him. Souls say, I am without virtues. I have no virtues. People say this when they go in front of the deity idols in the temples. They should say this to the Father. They put him aside and go and say this to the brothers. Those deities are brothers. You don't receive anything from brothers, deities. While worshipping brothers, you have continued to come down. You children now understand that Baba has come and that you receive the inheritance from him. People don't even know the Father and say that he is omnipresent. Some say that he is the eternal element of light. Others say that he is beyond name and form. Since he is the form of eternal light, how can he be beyond name and form? Because of not knowing the Father, people have become impure. Everyone has to become Tamopradan. Then when the Father comes, he makes everyone Satopradan. All souls reside with the Father in the incorporeal world. Then they come here and play their parts as they go through their Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. Souls remember the Father. The Father comes and says, I take the support of the body of Brahma. This is the lucky chariot. There cannot be a chariot without a soul. It has been explained to you children that this is the reign of knowledge. It is this knowledge. What happens through this? The impure world becomes pure. The river Ganges and the river Jamuna will also exist in the Golden Age. They say that Krishna plays on the banks of the river Ganges. There is nothing like that. He is a prince of the Golden Age and is looked after very well because he is a flower. A flower is very good and beautiful. Everyone comes and takes fragrance from flowers. No one takes fragrance from thorns. This is now a world of thorns. The Father comes and makes this forest of thorns into a garden of flowers. And this is why he is called Babulnath, the Lord of Thorns. Because he sits here and changes thorns into flowers, he is praised as the Baba who changes thorns into flowers. You children should now have so much love for the Father. Physical fathers throw you into the gutter. This Father purifies you and removes you from the gutter for 21 births. They make you impure, and this is why souls, while having worldly fathers, still remember the Father from beyond this world. You now understand that you have been remembering the Father for half a cycle. The Father definitely comes. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva. You know that you belong to the unlimited Father. You now have a relationship with him and also with your worldly fathers. By remembering the Father from beyond, you will become pure. You souls understand that those are your worldly fathers and that this one is the Father from beyond. Even on the path of devotion, souls understand this. That is why souls call out, O God the Father. Souls remember the imperishable Father, but no one understands that that Father comes and establishes heaven. In the scriptures they have given a long duration to all the ages. It doesn't enter anyone's thoughts that the Father comes to purify the impure and that he would surely have to come at the confluence age. They have written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years and have thrown people into total darkness. They continue to stumble around in order to attain God. They say those who do a lot of devotion definitely attain God. Those who do the most devotion should definitely find him first. The Father has shown you the clear account. You are the ones who perform devotion first. Therefore you should receive this knowledge from God first, so that you can go and rule in the new world. The unlimited Father is giving you children this knowledge. There is no question of difficulty about this. The Father says, you have been remembering me for half a cycle. No one remembers me when they are in happiness. It is when everyone becomes unhappy at the end that I come and make you happy. You are now becoming great people. Look how first class the bungalows of the Chief Minister and the Prime Minister are. There the cows and all the furniture, etc., will be first class. You are becoming such great people, deities. You are becoming deities with divine virtues, the masters of heaven. There your palaces will be studded with diamonds and jewels. There your furniture will be first class and studded with gold. Here even the swings, etc., are of very poor quality. There everything will be first class and studded with diamonds and jewels. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Shiva is also called Rudra. When devotion comes to an end, God creates the sacrificial fire of Rudra. In the Golden Age, there is no question of sacrificial fires or devotion. At this time, the Father creates this imperishable sacrificial fire of Rudra, which is then remembered later. Devotion does not continue for all time. There is devotion and this knowledge. Devotion is the night and this knowledge is the day. The Father comes and brings the day. Therefore you children should have so much love for the Father. Baba is making you into the masters of the world. He is the most beloved Baba. There cannot be anyone lovelier than he is. You have been remembering him for half a cycle. Baba, come and remove our sorrow. The Father has now come and explains. You have to live at home with your family. For how long could you stay here with Baba? You can only stay with Baba in the supreme abode. So many children cannot stay here. How could the teacher ask questions? Would you be able to respond to a loudspeaker? This is why he only teaches a few students at a time. There are so many colleges, and then all of them have to take exams. A list is made. Here it is only the one Father who is teaching you. You have to explain that everyone remembers that Father from beyond this world at times of sorrow. That Father has now come here. The great Mahabharat war is in front of you. Those people think that Krishna too came at the time of the Mahabharat war. That is impossible. People are completely confused. In spite of that, they continue to remember Krishna. Now, as well as Shiva, Sri Krishna is most beloved. However, he is corporeal, whereas that one is incorporeal. The incorporeal Father is the Father of all souls. Both are most beloved. Sri Krishna is also the master of the world. You can now judge for yourself who is lovelier. It is only Shiv Baba who makes you as worthy as that. What does Sri Krishna do? Only the Father makes him become like that, and so that Father should be praised more. They have portrayed the dance of Shankar. In fact, there is no question of a dance, etc. The Father has explained to you, all of you are Parvatis. Shiva, the Lord of Immortality, is telling you the story. That is the viceless world. There is no question of vice there. Would the Father create a vicious world? There is sorrow in vices. People learn many types of Hatha Yoga. They go and sit in caves. They even walk on a fire. There is a lot of occult power. Many things are made to emerge through magic. God is also called the magician, the jewel merchant, and the businessman. Therefore, he must definitely be living. He says, "I do come." He is the magician. He changes humans into deities and beggars into princes. Have you ever seen such magic? Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dana. 1. You have to go to that garden of flowers. Therefore become fragrant flowers. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Have all relationships with the one Parlokic Father. 2. Shiv Baba is the loveliest of all. Have love for him alone. Remember the Father, the bestower of happiness. Blessing. May you be a master bestower and give the cooperation of your virtues and powers without noticing anyone's defects or weaknesses. A master bestower is one who constantly has the spiritual feeling of all spirits, having a right to the inheritance, just like him or herself. Instead of noticing anyone's weaknesses or defects, he gives the cooperation of his virtues and powers. Instead of having the feeling, "This one is always like this," let there be the pure feeling of making that one equal to the Father. Along with this, let there be the elevated desire that from being bankrupt, unhappy and peaceless, let all of these souls become happy, peaceful and prosperous and full of all treasures. Only then would you be said to be a master bestower. Slogan. Those who serve with their thoughts, words and deeds are constant servers. Service is merged in every breath of theirs. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. First of all, become liberated from your body, your bodily relations, and awareness of this old world. Only after experiencing this stage of liberation will you be able to experience liberation in life. So check, while living your life, to what extent have you become free from any attractions of bodily relations and the old world? Om Shanti.